You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
You're like attached to a door.
I am. It's reasonably comfortable, actually. I'm quite calm.
What, can we just tell me what just happened here, just as you got here?
Well, I couldn't see behind me. I can actually see, but someone was trying to push the door open as we were being de-locked on, and as we were trying to lock the door with the chain, and we just had to say, look, there's people, like, they can't move, basically, but he didn't seem to care, but he went away eventually, so...
Yeah, looking a bit frustrated, eh?
I wish I could see, but I can't, so...
I don't think you're too happy. You're alright as well. De-locked, though.
Hey, up.
Are you comfortable?
Yes, I am. Yeah. It's only been 5 minutes, though, so... See what happens.
Yeah. Could you tell me what's just happening in front of us?
Well, there are two people. They're in white suits, and they seem to be daubing themselves with rather neon-coloured green paint.
That's a greenwash. It's greenwash.
Ah.
I'm covered in green for greenwash because E.ON are the biggest climate criminals in the area and they're full of greenwash.
Tell me what E.ON are up to.
E.ON own our local coal-fired power station, which emits the second largest CO2 emissions in the UK, in England rather. And they're also wanting to build a new coal-fired power station at Kings North in Kent, using some new technology which is unproven, unreliable and uses 40% more energy than the usual technology.
It sounds bad.
Well, it is, and they've got to stop.
And today's a day of action around the country.
It's Fossil Fools Day. It's an international day of action called by Rising Tide. And there's stuff happening all over the world about fossil fuel industry. And now we have to keep fossil fuels in the ground if we want to stop climate change.
How long are you planning on staying here today?
As long as possible.
Right, so you work at E.ON, you can't get in today.
That's true, we can't.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a day off work. Essentially.
Commas, gutted.
That's always good, now. What are you guys doing there?
Credit control for business.
Collect money off businesses, ring businesses up, go, why haven't you paid your electricity bill? You've only spent £13,000 this month on gas and electricity.
Yes, so them do, man. IBM.
Give us the money.
I was phoning IBM the other day, they were messing about. But that's the job, essentially, and drinking quite a lot of tea.
That's always good.
That's the main part of the job, really.
There's a lot of people working.
Yes, quite a lot.
Yeah, there's hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah,
hundreds.
Do you understand why these people are blockading today?
Yes, I can understand that. It's obviously to do with the energy efficiency thing and the fact that E.ON are still one of the largest polluters, despite attempted charitable movements.
So you see it as that? Charitable movements?
Attempted charitable movements, yeah. I mean, it's not actually going to make up for the damage that's being done at the moment. Essentially, the fact is, yeah, it's... I mean, they are one of the worst, along with, I mean, British Gas, Empower, it's all the same fucking deal. They all need to change their attitude. And simply giving money to good charitable causes isn't actually changing your attitude, is it, really?
Because there was just a guy here who works inside who was really passionate about, you know, E.ON being all... You know, investing in renewables and all that.
Well, there is an attempt to do that, but unfortunately, any company this size can't actually do that without committing a huge amount to it. And if they do it on a level that's actually going to make a difference, they risk losing out to the other companies. So unless they all actually start taking a more mature attitude, it's going to continue being this tiny little bit of 5% and 10%. I mean, at the moment, I think it's 10% towards trying to sort out the mesh.
We'd like to negotiate with you a safe and lawful protest. Okay, so if you'd like to sort of give us your intentions and what it is you'd like to get out to your protest today.
Okay, well, like you say, it's a peaceful protest. Okay? Yeah. There's no violence here whatsoever.
Okay.
We intend to stay here for as long as we can.
Yeah.
All right. It's a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
To raise awareness about CO2 emissions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The company's E.ON, who are based in here.
Yeah.
That's generally what's happened at the moment.
Okay.
All right.
You've got two people locked onto the doors.
Yep.
Are you prepared to negotiate an area to protest from without interfering the business in this office building?
I'll have to go and talk to all the people locked on, because I'm just speaking for them. I'm just communicating. I can't make a decision for them, so I'll have to go and speak to people like that and then come back to
them. From my point, I would say like an awful and safe protest. Obviously, locking onto the doors is going to interfere with the business of that office building.
I understand that, yeah.
Okay, so I would like to now negotiate with you initially, people willingly unlocking, continue your protests, but from a agreed area where you get your publicity and get your point across, but we can allow people to carry out their lawful business as well.
So can I just clarify that. You want people to unlock themselves,
please,
right now?
Yes.
That's your request.
That's my request at the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll go and speak to people and come back to you.
Okay.
Again, all right.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Lovely day today.
Yeah, well, it's mixed weather as normal these days. Sunny and rainy.
Sunny and rainy and sunny and rainy. And
sunny and rainy.
Yeah. Can you tell me where we are and what's going on?
Okay, we're outside E.ON's offices on Mount Street, Nottingham City Centre. What's going on is a group of about 30 people have blockaded the building. They've locked onto the main entrance and they've covered themselves in green paint and stopped all the side entrances. So none of the workers get in and out this morning.
Why?
Okay, E.ON are the largest energy provider in the UK. Today is International Fossil Fuels Day. People are taking action all around the world on targets related to fossil fuels. E.ON are currently in the process of building a new generation or applying to build a new generation of coal-fired power stations. Specifically, they're building the first one in the UK for 50 years at King's North in Kent, which is the target of the World Development Movement campaign, Greenpeace, and also where the climate camp is going to be this year. They've also got plans to build a new coal-fired power station at High Marnham in Nottinghamshire, near Retford. And so we're here today to say that this isn't going to happen. Burning fossil fuels in the 20th century is a ridiculous concept, and the only way to stop runaway climate change is to keep fossil fuels in the ground.
Can you just tell me what's going on right now and sort of what you predict to happen in the sort of next few hours?
Okay, what's going on right now is that the police are not letting us back in to go join the demo. I've come out to talk to the press. Police are not letting us back in to join the demo at the moment. There's quite a lot of police around that have kind of sealed off the area. The workers have all been sent away somewhere nice to go and get a coffee, I think. The people who are blockading have made a negotiation with the police that they're allowed to stay till 10. And if they leave by 10 of their own accord, they will not be arrested. If they leave after 10, then they will be arrested for aggravated trespass.
So I guess those people are sort of making up their minds now on what they're going to do.
I think we've pretty much agreed that they're going to leave at 10.
Hi.
Hello.
Looking very smart today.
Thank you very much. I dressed for the occasion.
Special occasion?
Not really, it's pretty rubbish to be honest.
Tell me about the occasion.
Well, I've come down here as a loyal representative of anti-climate chaos. I mean, so I don't really know, I'm not the brains, I've just come down as the brawn today.
But you care about climate change?
Indeed.
And you think something needs doing?
Yeah, everyone's got to make their bit, and if you're not working, if you're not doing anything, you've got to make the effort, because otherwise that's just lazy.
This office is owned by E.ON. Do you know anything about them?
Not really, apart from their big corporate scumbag.
Reason enough to pay him a visit.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
It's really frustrating that we can't go up there.
Can you tell me what you can sort of see, what's happening here?
A lot of policemen and a lot of workers who haven't been able to get into work. But it's really frustrating that we can't get up there.
They're not letting us through.
Pardon?
They're not letting us through.
They're not letting us through, no. It's bloody annoying.
Hello.
How do you feel?
I feel really good. It would have been nicer if we could have continued for longer, but we were sort of pressured to move.
You're pretty painted up.
Yeah, really painted up. We laid it on thick, partly as a barrier to try and stop people wanting to get past us. But it seems to have worked. You know, most of the police didn't want to get paint on them, which was good. And you know, now we're just coming up to 10 o'clock, and we thought we'd better get off the site whilst the going was still good, because they wanted to do us for aggravated trespass. So now we're on the other side of the line, and yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking at my watch now. Blockaded for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, yeah. Yeah, basically from about 7:30 this morning we moved into place. We got assaulted by some security guards coming out the back door, which we've got witnesses for.
What do you mean by assaulted?
First of all, pushed and a door shoved into us, and also one threatening to put one of the members at the back door in hospital.
We all witnessed the caution, the original caution. The original caution said that you are being cautioned now to leave land if you're not leaving immediately by 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yep. It's 1 minute past 10 and they were arrested how long ago?
Probably five minutes ago.
So there were some people who were locked on at the door?
Yeah, there were some people locked on at the front gate. We had an agreement with the officer in charge on the day that said we all had to leave by 10 o'clock, otherwise people would be arrested. Everyone did leave by 10 o'clock and seems to have arrested the people who were locked onto the main door.
A bit petty.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should find out where they've taken them and try and get some support sorted.
So you would say it was a success today?
I think it was a good thing to do. It made sure that everyone who works in that building understood some of the facts about coal and the new power station that E.ON are behind when they might not have been aware of that and the issues to do with climate change. And it obviously caused quite a lot of disruption to that particular office, and you know will have cost them working hours and money as well. And it does mean that they can't sort of hide from the high profile of the climate issues that E.ON are involved with. So yeah, it was a success. It got lots of people involved as well who maybe haven't been doing stuff on this issue before, and it was quite a sort of friendly and fun thing to do as well as being about a serious issue. At the moment there's a really big movement growing in the UK about climate change, and a lot of other countries around the world are sort of watching what's happening in the UK and are quite excited by the amount of activism that's going on here about it. The more people that get involved, the more empowering that is for everyone.